The Medical Missionary Work. August 15, 1899. I have much to say, but when I see that the words I shall speak will be used to carry out the extravagant ideas of men, while the work of eternal interest is not considered, I feel like holding my peace. The medical missionary work is God's work, and there should be branches of this work in every place where the gospel of present truth is preached. But medical missionary work does not consist in binding every power and facility to the work of lifting up the depraved classes, while fields all ripe for the harvest are left untouched. Workers need to be trained who will proclaim the truth in the dark places of the earth. Work must be done, not only for the outcasts, but for the higher classes of society. Not half the effort is made that should be made to win this class to God. As I meet noble-looking men and women, my heart yearns toward them. I think of the possibilities before them, for they have talents, but they are not aware of their dependence upon God for every spiritual and temporal favor. If they would give themselves to God, how grandly the truth would be displayed through their agency. God says to them, "Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, 20. Lay not up for yourself treasures on earth, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where Christ is pleading for you. Set your affections on things above, and not on things on the earth. Matthew 6, verse 19, 20. Colossians 3, verse 2. To work for this class requires tact and ingenuity, and individual effort by workers whose hearts are softened by the grace of God. While the world is heaping up treasures for the fires of the last days, let those who believe the truth work with all their God-given abilities to gain eternal treasure. I would not have any of our people so narrow that they should say to Sister Henry, "Sever your connection with the Women's Christian Temperance Union." Sister Henry can sow the seeds of truth in this society. Not that she needs to give all the knowledge she has obtained on subjects that are objectionable. She can tell the glad tidings of salvation. Then, when hearts have become warmed by the Holy Spirit's working, and the walls of prejudice begin to give way, she can present the truth point by point. This work for the W has a wearying and discouraging side, and we should unite in helping our sister. Only eternity will reveal what has been accomplished by this kind of ministry. How many souls, sick with doubt, and tired of worldliness and unrest, have been brought to the great physician, who longs to save to the uttermost all who will come unto him. Christ is a risen Savior, and there is healing in his wings. The medical missionary work is to burst all barriers. All are to be invited to take a part in it, and help where help is needed. The wealthy are to be reached, and their sympathy and assistance solicited, for are they not the Lord's stewards? Idle children are to be instructed. They are to enlist in the army of workers to help the sick and suffering. Train the children, for they are the Lord's heritage. As the children sang in the temple courts, "Hosanna to the highest! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord!" So in these days, children's voices will be raised to give the last message of warning to a perishing world. Mark 11, verse 9, 10. Matthew 21, verse 15. We are not to shut ourselves away from our fellow beings. We are to be in the world, while not of the world. The lads can take a part in medical missionary work, and by their jots and tittles help to carry it forward. Their investments may be small, but every little helps, and by their efforts many souls will be won to the truth. By them God's message will be made known, and his saving health to all nations. A solemn responsibility rests upon parents to teach their children to work for all who are unconverted. They are never to be ashamed to use their hands in lifting home burdens, or their feet in running errands. While they are thus engaged, they will not run in paths of negligence and sin. How many hours are wasted by the children and youth which might be spent in carrying home burdens and thus showing a loving interest in father or mother? They might take upon their strong young shoulders the responsibilities which someone must bear. The value of time is beyond computation. Time squandered can never be recovered. A king on his deathbed was heard to exclaim, "My kingdom for 1 hour of time." Every moment granted to the youth is precious. Not one can they afford to idle away, for they are stewards of God. They are sowing not only for time, but for eternity. And that which they sow, they will also reap again. The improvement of wasted moments is a treasure. When Christ fed the 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes, he taught a lesson which the youth would do well to heed. After all had satisfied their hunger, he commanded the disciples, "Gather up the fragments, that nothing be lost." John 6, verse 12. The hours, the days, the weeks, the years are passing into eternity. What record are they leaving behind? The youth who grow up careless and rude in words and manners reveal the character of their home training. The parents have not realized the importance of their stewardship, and the harvest they have sown, they have also reaped. Children, never prove unfaithful stewards in the home. Never shirk your duty. Good hard work makes firm sinews and muscles. In promoting the prosperity of the home, you will bring the richest blessings to yourselves. Parents cannot commit a greater sin than to neglect their God-given responsibilities in leaving their children with nothing to do. For these children will soon learn to love idleness and grow up to be shiftless, useless men and women. When they become old enough to earn their living and are taken into employment, they will work in a lazy, droning way and will think they will be paid just the same if they idle away their time as if they did faithful work. There is every difference between this class of worker and the one who realizes that he must be a faithful steward. In whatever line of work they engage, the youth should be diligent in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12, verse 11. For he that is unfaithful in that which is least is unfaithful also in much.